Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Good evening. I'm John Batchelor. Tonight, a conversation with Gregory Copley of Defense and Foreign Affairs about the coup in Niger, a landlocked country in Western Africa, 25, 26 million people, in the capital, Niamey, about 1 million people, a sudden decision by the presidential guard to take over the country, to surround the palace where the president and his family were sleeping, and to demand the president surrender. The president instead, his name is Bazoum, went into a safe room in the palace, in the presidential palace, and called everybody, including the United States. Now, several days later, this happened on the 26th of July, there is a total confusion as to who's in charge of the country. Bazoum and his family remain in the safe room in the palace. The man who says he is president, General Omar Tchiani, and other voices are raised in support or in derogation of these decisions. It wasn't the army that revolted, it was the presidential guard, and we're told in the early reports, and it's fog of diplomacy, that the objection was the president was going to fire the head of the presidential guard, and rather than accept his fate, he revolted. Now we have visitors from Mali, where there is a military dictatorship, Burkina Faso, where there's a military dictatorship. The whole region is dominated by Nigeria, and Nigeria is calling an emergency meeting of ECOWAS, the organization that in West Africa represents coordination, transnational experiences, and trade, for later this week to discuss what is to be done. Some have mentioned the possibility of military intervention. The U.S. dispatched Victoria Nuland, number 2 at the State Department, but she was unable to meet with the man calling himself president, General Omar Tchiani. Also, Tchiani and the others in the coup have refused phone calls from Washington. Washington's response was to cut off the funding of $100 million flowing into the country. Niger has proven to be an anchor to this point of the U.S. anti-terrorism activity in West Africa, dealing with Boko Haram, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and other renegades. But right now, the sanctions are in place, and more strange is Russia's calling. The Secretary of State, Mr. Blinken, says they have no reason to believe Russia started this, but they're looking to exploit it. Not only Russia's calling, but the Wagner Group is mentioned. Wagner Group is deployed in neighboring Central African Republic. It's deployed in Libya and Sudan, wherever there's trouble in Africa. Now there's trouble in Niger. There are also up to 1,000 U.S. personnel there building a drone base outside of Niamey, the drones for fighting terror. Their fate is unknown. It's not believed they're in danger, but then again, it's a revolution and a rebellion, a mutiny, an upset at hand in Niger. Also tonight, a very good conversation about the question of heat pumps. I talk with Joe Sternberg of the Wall Street Journal. He's in London. Heat pumps are a new way to heat your home in London. They're said to be energy efficient and less burdensome on the environment, on greenhouse gases. However, they're expensive. And in order to install them, you have to take out your gas-fired boiler and replace it with a heat pump. A lot of expense and not clearly any gain. Joe makes the point that suddenly the net zero ambitions at COP27 in Glasgow become expensive and the public's balking, along with the public balking at the decision by the Sunak government to reawaken, to expand the North Sea oil fields. Britain needs money. It needs energy. It needs cheap energy. And the way to get it is to use the fossil fuels that God deposited on the British Isles. And then a conversation about what we have right now is the prosecution of former President Trump in Florida because of the Mar-a-Lago documents, and in Washington because of the January 6th events. There's another prosecution in Manhattan, a state prosecution, having to do with false testimony, false records, or falsification of records. In any event, Andrew McCarthy and Thaddeus McCotter join me to discuss what it means that these simultaneous courts, federal courts, are looking to schedule their trials clashing up against each other. Right now, the D.C. Mar-a-Lago case, the Mar-a-Lago case wants May 2024 as a start date. No such similar start date in D.C., but the judge has indicated this should move along. A confusion of allegations. Meanwhile, former President Trump is doing very well in the polling for the Republican nomination. Will he be able to campaign? And if he campaigns, can he speak of his troubles? Very odd business. Also, a conversation with Benham Bentaleb of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy about the apparent decision by the Biden administration to deploy Marines into commercial shipping in the Hormuz Straits in order to fend off or intimidate or back off or warn the Iranians who have been harassing commercial ships passing through this very narrow and shallow waterway into the Gulf, into the Persian Gulf. The question here is, will the Marines have adequate backup if they get into trouble? I don't know. It's unknown. Woodrow Wilson committed to arming commercial vessels in 1916, and the payoff was that the U.S. was in the war the next year. Anyway, there's more, and I hope you enjoy. Good night.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.